Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
She stuck her tongue down my throat. Did I see that?
We all saw that.
She tasted flavor and she enjoyed it.
One of them's got to hit the canvas with the X. Taj just steals, wins the first ever Knockouts Ultimate X. Tasha Steals. Tasha Steals makes history. We have a new Knockouts World amount of controversy, is able to take out the legend Mickie James and win the title.
She told you, she told me, she told the world. Tasha Steelz told us, focus on me. This is my time, and tonight here at Sacrifice, she proved it.
We are days away from Bound for Glory, joined by a trailblazer of Impact Wrestling, the greatest that beat the greatest. She is a former Impact Knockouts champion, former Knockouts tag champion, a winner of the first ever Knockouts Ultimate X. The accolades go on. It's Tasha Steelz. Tasha, how you doing?
Trailblazer. I like to add that to my resume. I think that was just the last piece of the puzzle that I didn't get to add to my list of monikers and all that and such. So trailblazer. Yes, I am a trailblazer because I did a lot within 2 years of being an Impact. So that doesn't go unnoticed. So thank you. How are you?
Thank you. I'm great. Thank you. I think the key question to get us started is, have your Air Jordans arrived yet?
Have I had what?
Your new kicks. I saw on Twitter, I think it was about maybe a week ago that you got your hands on some. Have they arrived yet?
Yes. They actually did arrive to me at my house, and I didn't have to get petty on anyone because I got the kicks. So everyone is safe. Petty Steelz is in the cage. She is chilling right now until she gets provoked again. But right now she's chilling because we got our kicks. So we're good to go. We're champions right now.
But because I've heard interviews where we found out about Petty Steelz, and it is a part of Tasha Steelz that we very much would like to keep in the cage. You know, it's a whole new world, to quote Aladdin, if Petty Steelz makes an appearance, and we don't really want that. Mm-hmm. What to you makes a good pair of kicks?
Oh my goodness, it's all pun intended. It has to have so much flavor in the kicks. I mean, you've got to be able, see me, I dress from the feet up. So depending on how I feel on what kicks I want to wear for the day, that's how I put my outfits together. A lot of people, they go backwards. They start with the outfits, then they spend so much time trying to fit the kicks to the outfit. And if you already start with the kicks, the outfit would just come just like that. So it's all about your feeling, your mood. How do you feel today? Like, what kind of mood are you trying to set when you step out in your kicks? Are you trying to have people just like look like, wow, like they can't keep their eyes off these sneakers? You want somebody to come up to you and ask, like, where did you get those? So you can tell them, hey, it's one of a kind, only made for me. Or do you just want to just chill? You want to blend in with the crowd? There's a lot of sneakers that are just like that. So it all depends on the mood and the flavor. Like I said, all pun intended. And that's what makes a great kick to me.
What kicks will you be wearing to Bound for Glory?
Ooh, you know, I'm going to step out of the kicks and I'm going to enter in a pair of heels. Okay, not a lot of people have seen Tasha Steelz in heels too much. So this time for Bound for Glory, and see my dog agrees in the background. This time for Bound for Glory, Tasha Steelz is going to be in a pair of nice heels. Now, just because it's not sneakers doesn't mean it won't have no flavor to it. So it will have some flavor to these heels.
I'm but excited.
We
got to
wait until Bound for Glory to see it.
Yeah, your outfits always turn heads away from the wrestling side of it, in which is you are, you know, as we've already said, a trailblazer. The outfits are always one that turns heads. Who does your outfit work for Impact Wrestling?
That will be all flavor here. No,
it's all yourself, of course
it's
it is.
All me, I'm all flavor. Steals. I have all the flavor. Nobody can touch my style, my swag, my appearance. Like, it's just all me. Now, if you probably want to know, like, other girls, that's probably me. You know, they ask for my opinion. Hey, Tasha, what do you think of this? And I say, trash it. No, wear it. Get it. Swag it. Get all of that. So, yeah, it's all me. I do my own outfits. I put them all together. It's all about how I feel, you know, the inspiration of the day.
Well, we want to find out what three wrestling kicks we would take on a desert island with us, kind of, sort of. So we're going to send you onto a desert island, Tasha, and you're going to choose three wrestling matches that you can watch whilst you are there. They're matches from any promotion, any time period, featuring any wrestlers. They can be matches that are five-star bangers. They can be sentimental classics. They can be matches that take you back to a certain time. And we're going to go through match by match by match as we chat today. What would you like your first one to be, Tasha?
As a match? Oh, yeah. Man. You know, it's kind of a tie because we're going to start with mine. We're going to start with one of mine. It's kind of a tie between myself versus Chelsea Green. And this was on Impact. And we were up for grabs for the number one contendership for the Knockouts World Championship. So I think that was just a great match for the both of us because we both showed how hungry we were to get this title. And the relationship that we both hated kind of loved Mickie James. So that match, and I will have to also put a tie with, and this is a match that hasn't really been seen too much because it was on BTI and it should have been on Impact as a main event or on pay-per-view, but that's between myself and Jordynne Grace. That was a really, really good match, really hard hitting. And Jordynne, if anybody knows getting in the ring with Jordynne, you have got to be hard-hitting just like her and be able to survive Jordynne Grace. So definitely those two are like a tie as far as my match. So but second match I would take, I would definitely take the Iron Man match between Triple H and The Rock. I know a lot of people are like, why don't you take the Iron Man match between Shawn and Bret? Well, this is just my era of me growing up. And also that Iron Man match between Triple H and The Rock at Judgment Day, that was actually a really, really, really great Iron Man match. And it's the second one that we've seen. So definitely you see the old school Iron Man match and then the newer school Iron Man match. And it just helped people understand and learn more and see the creativity between The Rock and Triple H in this match, because you have someone, Triple H, who's a wrestler, and then you had The Rock, who's also a wrestler, but he's also entertainment mixed in as well. So you had the two blend in that are in 60 minutes. 60 minutes is a long time. I don't think too many people can go 60 minutes. Watching it is one thing, but actually getting in the ring and doing it, it's another. It's a whole another level. So I would definitely take that one. Third, oh, this is a tough one. I have to pick another female. I have to go with two women that definitely inspired me, and that was Trish Stratus and Jazz. I would take their WrestleMania 18 match with her, with Trish, Jazz, and Lita. That was a great match. Really loved it, really enjoyed it. I want to say the WrestleMania match, WrestleMania 19, I think it was Jazz, Trish Stratus, and Victoria. But of course, we can't have four matches, so
Well, you shouted up about 500 there, so we've got plenty to
you
choose.
You can't just
from.
Pick three, Tom. Like,
that's the challenge, Tasha.
Yeah, but it's hard. I mean, nothing is too difficult for Tasha Steelz, but this particular category is like, these are matches that definitely, like, those are my tape studies. So it's just, Yeah, it's difficult.
I want to break these down a little bit. So let's go to your first one. So potentially, I mean, let's talk about your match with Jordynne Grace from before the impact. People who aren't watching BTI, I mean, you can do it on the YouTube channel here in the UK. You can get Impact Insiders, and you can watch Impact Plus, and you can keep up to date with everything there as well, ahead of Bound for Glory on Fight. But there are so many little hidden gems on BTI, and this match you have with Jordynne Grace is absolutely one of them. Where were you at as a performer at that point? Because we'd seen you shining as part of a tag team with Kira Hogan. Was there any sort of trepidation about getting into the singles division at Impact Wrestling in such a busy, extravagant knockouts division?
I think at the time it was all about Fire and Flavor. So it was me and Kiera, and we were tag champions at the time. And with Jordynne, you know, Fire and Flavor, if anybody knows watching Fire and Flavor, we were the tag team that everyone loved, but also was like, damn, these girls are always loud. They're always like spontaneous. Like they're always something like, I just want somebody to one time just shut them up. And Jordynne was the one that was just like annoyed with us. So it was just her trying to break us down, but she was partnerless. You know, she didn't have a partner yet until Rachel had showed up. So, yeah, it was between myself and Jordynne, and we had this one-on-one match, and I think it was leading towards the tag team match. I believe it was going towards Rebellion, I believe. And, yeah, that's definitely a hidden gem. Everyone needs to check out that match. That definitely was a hidden gem. It was a
lot in there, and it was a great showcase for you. You talk about your time with Kira Hogan, Fire and Flavor. What I love is that there were comparisons being drawn, because around that sort of time, I think it maybe you were a little bit afterwards, you had Bayley and Sasha Banks in the WWE, really doing some great work as part of the women's tag team division. And then there were you guys just lighting it up once again and doing it in your own way. Did you ever get those comparisons? And how did you feel about them? If you did?
No, I believe with Bayley and Sasha, they were doing their own thing. And with Fire and Flavor, we were doing our own thing. And we were just named the greatest women's tag team ever. Not to put anything against Bayley or Sasha, because they actually done a lot. As singles competitors, they definitely revolutionized the women's division in WWE. So definitely a lot of props to them. But there was really no comparison, because we had our different styles. They had their style, and Fire and Flavor, we had our styles. Kiera and I, we wanted to be different. That was like our main goal. We didn't want to be compared to anybody. We didn't want to be compared to any two girls or any two guys. We wanted to be different. We wanted to stand out, and we wanted to be the first of people inspiring to be like us. So that was our main thing, and mission accomplished, because we did our thing. And yeah, Fire and Flavor, we hit the scene hard, and definitely inspired a lot of people. So to this day, we definitely get ask so many questions, and people still want us to come back together one day. Fingers crossed, maybe. You never know, never say never. So we'll see.
Yeah, Kira Hogan's departure from Impact was very sudden, because you guys had been, as you say, been making some great headway. Were you shocked when Kira said that she was away, or was this something you saw coming?
Kira and I, we talked about it, and it was just at a time in her career where she wanted to go outside the box a little bit and push herself more as a singles competitor. And me being one of the great friends that I am, I had to support it. You know, I couldn't say, no, you have to stay here with me. We have to be Fire and Flavor. We have to do this. We already accomplished being two-time Knockouts World Tag Team Champions. At this point, I think for both of us, we wanted to do a singles thing, but stay as a tag team. But at the same time, it's like, this whole Forbidden Door thing that was just starting, it wasn't in the women's favor. If it was, most definitely Fire and Flavor would have taken over AEW and Impact at the same time, but it didn't work out in our favor. So it was just something that she wanted to do, is explore outside of Impact, because she's been there for 4 years, and that was like her first signing in a major promotion. So she didn't get to explore what WWE was like, or AEW, or Ring of Honor, or anything like that. So it was just her time to really explore and really show the world who the hottest flame was. And she's doing a great damn job at it, because Miss Girl, she's out there. Dynamite, Rampage. I'm right here supporting her. So I definitely love and appreciate her a lot.
But I love that it gave you the chance to show what you're worth as well as a singles competitor. And, you know, we said it at the start, and I didn't say it like in a flippant sort of catchphrasey way. You truly are a trailblazer. You look at some of the things you did in such a short amount of time. First winner of the Ultimate X in the Knockouts division. The first ever person to defend their Knockouts title in a Queen of the Mountain match. We won't talk about how it ended, but you were the first person to do that. And so far, the only person to do that. What is left for you to work towards in Impact Wrestling? Because we've already broken down so many barriers. What else would you like to do?
Oh, you know what? I've asked myself that question every single time. And you're probably people be thinking like, oh, do you want to go for the X Division title? Do you want to go for the digital media title? I don't mind getting in the ring with the X Division guys. Because they're from all walks of life. They're not just the smaller guys. They're bigger guys in the X Division. Like there's no limit to what the X Division is. I don't mind being a part of that. I would love to be the Knockouts World Champion one more time if that allows it. And me being the brightest star in the sky that I am, I know that's going to happen. But yeah, it's just a couple more things I want to do. I definitely have been asking, fingers crossing, for a Knockouts Lockdown. That should definitely come back. I think that's just the last type of match that I really want to compete in that I haven't competed. Oh, and also do a Iron Woman match, but not 30 minutes, 60 minutes. So those two things I want to accomplish. If it doesn't happen in Impact, if it happens elsewhere, as long as it happens for me, I will be happy. I can just retire, lay back, and go about other ventures. But those things I definitely want to accomplish before it's too late.
You talk about an Iron Woman match. Let's talk about your other pick for the Desert Island, which was the Iron Man match between Triple H and The Rock from Judgment Day 2000. So where would Tasha Steelz have been in her life when she watched this for the first time?
She was a kid. she was just a little kid, high off of professional wrestling and loving it every single week, and just excited. And whenever pay-per-views come on, she would treat it like it's a party and have a little ask my mom to like buy all types of snacks and drinks and stuff like that. So like every WWE pay-per-view, I would definitely treat like a little party as such. So it's just me. I was just so giddy and I just loved it, and loved the performances of it. And of course, Triple H is one of my idols. So I definitely, anything that he did, I was 100% supporting, because I just loved how he was different from everybody else. So I was just, it got me in awe, because before that, I didn't know about an Iron Man match. So that was the only Iron Man match I knew about. It wasn't until I got older and I started in wrestling that I was told about Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels, Iron Man match. And that made me go back and watch that and realize, okay, maybe that inspiration for Triple H and The Rock's Iron Man match came from that, which I'm sure it probably did. It was just me, young Tasha Steelz, enjoying professional wrestling like everybody else would, and made me just push myself more of, I want to do that. I want to go there. I want to be there. I want to do all of that stuff. And yeah.
What would it have been for Tasha Steelz had it not been wrestling?
I would have definitely probably got into the fitness world. So I have a degree in strength and conditioning and coach and fitness and sports. So anything being a part of like sports, fitness was my thing. Definitely journalism. I'm going back to school for journalism. So that's something else I can add to my resume. If it wasn't for professional wrestling, I'd probably still be in the sports world, but just in a different role.
What's inspired you to go back and do journalism?
I've just been complimented so much on how I can talk, and me going back, like I was just cleaning out like my closet like a couple months ago, and I have like books and books of songs I used to write and poems I used to write, and just I got inspired to just want to do that again, and just going back into journalism. And I love just having a good conversation, talking, reporting things. It's just something that I was interested in before wrestling, but it kind of got away from me a little bit, because once I started watching wrestling more, I kind of put that on the back burner. But other than that, writing was like my main thing, and I love to write. And looking at all these books of things that I wrote, like I said, songs, poems, just random things I would write, it just inspired me to, like, you know, I want to get back in school. I want to, you know, have a degree for this, because, you know, definitely is a good fallback plan.
Hey, it's always good to have a plan B. It's always good to have a plan B. Is that absolutely. Obviously you talk about like writing poems, writing songs, and that creative outlet, and you're going back to do journalism. Is there, let's manifest some destiny here. Is there somewhere in that field that you would love to land and end up doing some work for?
I love commentary now. Like when I got my little dip in the water of commentary, I enjoyed it. And a lot of other people enjoyed me doing commentary a lot too. So like I said, as long as it's in the sports world, because this is like what I know, you know, it's definitely my life, definitely what I know, sports and music. Long as it's part of that, I would love to do that. I would love to do like some commentaries here and there.
I think that'd be fun to hear. Who are some of the commentators that you listen to that you're quite inspired by at the moment?
I really don't have a list. It's anybody that knows how to talk really well, and their voice can convince you of things, whatever they say. And like, they can say the sky is blue, the way that they say it, you know, that convinces you, like, oh, the sky is really blue outside, you know. So it's just one of those things. But I don't have a particular person in mind. It's just like any and everybody can do this if they really are passionate about it. But it's like I said, it's just the way that they say things, the way that they can convince you of what's going on or what's happening, and you get emotionally involved with it.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
We couldn't convince you to choose either the WrestleMania matches for your final one. You were torn between the two, but you were leaning more towards WrestleMania X8. It was Jazz versus Trish Stratus versus Lita. Wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That was it. That was the one. Why this match, though? Why does this match stand out amongst other ones for your third and final match?
Like I said, for one, it features two of my idols, which is Jazz and Trish Stratus. These two women, amongst other women, have definitely inspired me of wanting to be a women's wrestler. But it just, I believe this was just like pushing peak of Trish Stratus's career, of her, because you've seen her grow up on television, literally. Like, she had no practice. She had no time for going to a training school. Like, literally, the TV every single week was like her training school, and you saw her fail, but she never quit. You know, you saw her bad matches, you saw her good matches. You just, you just saw her develop on live TV and pay-per-view every week. And I think with WrestleMania 18, especially being in her hometown of Toronto, it was something different for her, I believe, that night. And of course with Jazz, they had an amazing rivalry. I just love their rivalry between Jazz and Trish Stratus. And then with Lita, I believe that was a time Lita was just coming back from an injury, I believe, and throwing her in the mix. It was just three great women's wrestlers. And I just was inspired to even more after that match, because it was everything that you wanted in a women's triple threat professional wrestling match. It wasn't no cattiness, no hair pulling, nothing like that. It was actually professional wrestling in that triple threat match. And those ladies killed it.
You got to step into the ring with Jazz last mm-hmm. year as part of Impact Wrestling. How was that as an experience? And was there any conversations that you guys had around that you still recall?
Oh, yeah. When I first heard Jazz was coming to Impact, I couldn't stop smiling. I couldn't stop telling everybody that would listen. And I couldn't wait to officially meet her and just pick her brain of everything that she would be willing to talk about. So when she did get there, I had no idea that I was going to wrestle her. So we didn't find out until we got there. I think it was like the day before. And when I found out, I just remember being so excited, and Kiera was right there and she was excited for me because she just knew how much this meant to me. And I was just excited to sit and just talk to Jazz. And we didn't even like really talk about the match, but we just talked. Like, it was just me getting to know Jazz, her knowing who I am, and just picking her brain about things. And she was just like, we're gonna go out there, we're gonna have a good match, do what we do, and you're gonna be great. As I was super nervous, I was like, idol. Not everybody can get in the ring with their idol. So when you get in the ring with your idol, you wanna do so good that it's just like, you know, even if you have a little bit of mistake and they critique you on it, it's just they still enjoy being in the ring with you. And that was like my main goal. I wanted Jazz to enjoy being in the ring with me and just look back and be like, yeah, Tasha, she has a bright future. And definitely I enjoy being in the ring with her. And we didn't really have to do much in the match either. It was just so great. And it was Jazz being Jazz and Tasha Steelz just trying to be that disrespectful petty Steelz that I was, and just trying to be like the legend killer, and but it backfired on me because Jazz was like, mama, she definitely put a whoop into my backside and let me know, just because I've been out the game for a minute does not mean that I ain't lose a step. And she sure didn't lose a step. And it was an honor to be in the ring with Jazz, and I loved it. And if that was my only time, I thank Impact for that, and I thank Jazz for giving me the time to be in the ring with her, because she could have did it with anybody else, and Tasha Steelz got to do it.
And it was great to see as well. Bound for Glory is on the horizon, just a couple of days to go. Last year, you were in the Call Your Shot gauntlet. You were getting amongst it there. What's on the cards? Do you have anything on the cards that you can reveal for Bound for Glory this year?
I mean, of course we have, but let's start with the knockouts. We have Mickey James versus Mia Yim, you know, career ending type of match. Fingers crossed. Let's go, Mia Yim. Come on.
You're not fancying another kiss of death from Mickey James then?
Shit.
That was because she. I've seen Mickey James do some kiss of deaths, as we all have. She really went for it with you.
Yeah, she stuck her tongue down my throat. Did anybody see that?
We all saw that. That was the thing that happened, Tasha.
She tasted flavor and she enjoyed it. So that was that. It wasn't more so kiss of death. It was the enjoyment of her tasting all this flavor. Okay, thank you. We have the tag match. We have Team Bex versus Havoc and Taya Valkyrie. I'm on the fence here about this one. I'm on the fence here because I love Team Bex. But I also love Taya and Jessica. Like, how can you not love Jessica? She is sick, okay?
Oh, she's phenomenal.
Love them too. Yes, they are phenomenal. So yeah, we have that. We have the Call Your Shot gauntlet. Right now, Tasha Steelz, she is dealing with an issue, and the issue is Killer Kelly. So we don't know where that's going to lead to when it comes to Bound for Glory, but we have to stay tuned for that because, you know, definitely Killer Kelly's trying to get under my skin, and she's trying to play these mind games with me, but it doesn't work. because Tasha Steele loves playing mind games. If there's anything that she loves to do, it's playing mind games with other people.
I've enjoyed the back and forth on Twitter. Like, you guys have really gone tete-a-tete, as it were, on Twitter with some of the more juicy language. And I'd like to see you guys get amongst it on that card. Maybe find each other in the Call Your Shot gauntlet. Maybe have something else in there. That'd be good to see.
We'll see. The only way to check it out is that everybody orders on Fight TV on pay-per-view, Impact Plus app. Let's go. Bound for Glory, one of the biggest pay-per-views of the year.
Bound for Glory, a few days away, as Tasha Steele said on Fight TV. Join us there. Tasha Steele, it has been an honor to welcome you to Cultaholic Island. Whatever you do next, continue to trailblaze. And here's to more kicks in your future as well, in every sense.
Oh, yes. Thank you. I ordered two more, so I'm ready for them.
Oh, nice. Nice. Yes. You're going to be swimming in them. Nice.
Oh, come on now. My closet is filled already.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.